Today is the 11th Sunday after Trinity, and our theme today is humility and care for others. Humility and care for others. In all our readings today, including Old Testament, the Psalms, and also the letter to Hebrews, mention a very special quality that all the Christians should have. That is the obedience. Obedience is very important quality for all the Christians. Psalms, we find that how the people should obey God, and also in the Old Testament and also in the Hebrews, we find there are gaps in obedience of the people to God. Therefore, the very theme that we could underline in all these texts is obedience to God's word or obedience to God's call. And I want you to focus your attention to the gospel text today. Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 14. We find a beautiful example that Jesus is setting before all his followers. The main theme here is we can identify through our humility, people can see the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. That is the thing. Through our humility, people can see the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. When you take humility, it always goes with obedience. Obedience, humility, are God together. When you take pride, the opposite of humility, when you take pride, it always goes with disobedience. So, pride and disobedience go together. And also, when we take pride, it always seeks the superiority. And that is why Jesus clearly explained this text. When you go to a banquet, take the least or the lowest seat. But if you are, that is because you are humble. But if you are pride, you are pride, proud to, you are a proud person, you will come to the main seat. That is the difference. It always seeks, pride always seeks the superiority. And pride also seeks the limited relationship. The proud people have limited number of people as their friends or colleagues or groups. Very limited. Pride is also seeking exclusiveness. Our group, this is my group, very exclusive. There are lots of people excluded from that group. Now, when we take humility, humility always seeks equality. Equality. Humble person will always look for equality. And that is why we need all our politicians to be humble enough so that they will be able to do or treat everyone equal. They will seek for equality. Humility always seeks to expand relationship. Go to the other, not only to our group, but also go out from our group to reach out or expand the relationship and friendship. Humility always inclusive. A humble person always like to take the people in to his house, his family, his room, his church. So Jesus is telling here us to develop this divine quality called humility. Humility and meekness of Jesus Christ we find throughout his life. At his birth, he was not born in a palace, he was born in a manger. Humility. On Maundy Thursday, we reflect the washing of the feet by the Lord Jesus. He went down to wash the feet of the disciples. Humility. And even on the cross, we find Jesus' humility. So not only in his life he taught humility to the disciples, but in his life he showed what is humility. Therefore, the leaders in the Jewish society treated his meekness as a weakness and finally they killed him. This is very bad. Meekness is not a weakness, my dear friends. We find this in Jesus' life. They misunderstood Jesus' meekness. They thought it is a weakness and they killed him. But because Jesus humbled himself, God raised him to the top of all and gave him the most highest place. So Jesus' humility and meekness cannot be beaten by any other things. Today we are living in a society where there is a lot of competition. There are competition principles that people love to adopt into their life. There is always a battle between the win and the loss. Politicians always want to become most popular. And in order to become popular, they will do anything. Today, teachers want to be the best teacher. In order to become the best teacher, they provide tuitions out of their school time. Children today want to be the first always, the superstar. Therefore, we hardly see this divine quality called humility in some of our children. It's very sad to say they don't know to respect the adults, elders. They don't know how to respect their teachers. Sometimes they fight with their teachers. Very sad situation in our society today. I don't know why these things are taking place. Maybe because of the advanced technological development that we have today. I don't know. But how am I, dear friends? Today our call is to be clothed with humility before the Lord and men. Because that is what is expected from all of us. We need to be clothed with humility before the Lord and before men. Then people will be able to see the Lord Jesus in our life when we may humble ourselves. People cannot see Jesus in a proud person. Because in a proud person's life, this divine quality is not existent. Remember, the pride always isolates you. You will be alone. Sometimes you hardly realize this. The pride always isolates you. But humility will enable you to gather more relationships, more people, more friendship into your life. Just go back to your life and think, what is your experience with regard to what I am saying now? Pride will isolate us, but humility will gather the others also into our life. That is why Jesus was born in a manger in order to gather all the people. Despite of all the nations, caste, religion, there were wise men came, there were shepherds came, lots of poor people came to see Jesus because he was born in a manger. If he would have born in a palace, the shepherd, the poor people would not be able to go and see. That is the divine example that Jesus has set before us, my dear friends. So therefore, let us all be clothed with humility in order for the other people to recognize and see the Lord Jesus in our life. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank and praise you for teaching us this morning about the humility, your divine quality. Help us to develop this quality in our life, O Lord. Pardon for our shortcomings. Wherever we have lived with pride, Lord, forgive us and give us your divine grace so that we will be able to be clothed with humility in our life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.